In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Our gospel today teaches us to trust our Lord Jesus Christ, even in cases which seem hopeless. We have, first of all, a woman who for 12 years had suffered from an issue of blood, which medical treatment had been unable to alleviate. And this woman touches Jesus and is healed. Healing power flows from Christ to her. She saw in him that he was God. She recognized him noetically, that is, from her and with her nous, the eye of her heart. She saw that he was God. And she drew near to him with complete faith, dependency, and assurance that his mercy would be extended to her. This is such a powerful, powerful passage. And of course, she was healed immediately. And we see when our Lord says, "I perceive that power went out from me." This gives us a hint, and although this is a great mystery, and I don't in any way mean to simplistically, describe it. But we do see this immediate reaction. The Lord, of course, knew who she was. But that power, that grace, that mercy was triggered. It was triggered by her faith. That is how ready our Lord is to extend his mercy to you and to me. There's always that readiness. And it is in the trigger, not the best word in the world, best term in the world to describe it, but for lack of a better one, that trigger is our faith. When we believe, and even if it's puny belief, if it's the type of belief, "I believe, O Lord, help thou my unbelief," that belief, that measure of faith, enables us to receive the grace and mercy of God. It is important that we never get too set in our ways and prescriptive to him about how, when, where he does bring that grace and mercy to us. That's not trust either. He gives us what we need, always. He gives us what we need. He gave this poor woman what she needed in that moment. The power to heal comes through the garment of Jesus, but it originates with him. Similarly, we use physical things in the Orthodox Church because of the context of faith and prayer. The power of Christ works in those things. We find power in the paint or wood of an icon, the metal of a cross, or oil and water, only if these things have been sanctified by Christ. So this woman touched his garment in faith and trust and humility. She did not regard herself to be worthy, and Christ healed her. She teaches us how we are to draw near to Christ ourselves. Both she and Jairus, whose daughter had apparently died in this same passage, had a great sense of urgency about them as they drew near to Christ. They were keenly aware of their need of him and his power in their lives. So this morning, as we draw near to the most holy body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, we must be aware that he is truly present with us. And we must exercise great diligence and care in examining ourselves and coming before him in the same manner as this woman and Jairus did. In humility and faith, we draw near to Christ, the physician of our souls. The medicine of immortality is here for us, for our healing. No matter what the infirmity may be, the power of him who made you is above all, in all, and through all, even in the midst of a pandemic. God is above this pandemic. And if you don't believe that and trust that, you need to repent, because he is above it. I promise you, he is working in the midst of all of this today. Am I excited about the pandemic? Don't get me wrong. I will be happy when it's gone. But God has allowed it, and His grace and mercy is there for every single one of us if we avail ourselves to it. Let us keep the image of this woman and Jairus before us as we approach the fast of the Nativity, which is just a week away, hard to believe. We all need healing. Sin is a disease. If we will faithfully pursue the Lord, He will come to us and grant us His healing mercies and His protection. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.